G-Mace.
He played 15 years in the NFL.
A quick throw. Touchdown, Derek Mason.
He had over 12,000 receiving yards.
Midfield, and there he goes. 80 yards for the touchdown.
And now you can ask him anything. Have a question about football or life? Now is your time to ask D-Mace.
We'll welcome you in.
Now.
D-Mace.
On 102.5 and 106.3, The Game and the Game Nashville app.
It's time for Ask D-Mace on D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick. We are broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, and David Janes. I almost forgot my own name there for a second, and that's because we are live at Jimmy Kelly Steakhouse, and they are feeding us. Sorry, David.
Ask me how good this lemon pie is.
Hey, Derek. How good is that lemon pie?
Boy, it make you want to slap your mama. That's how good it is. It make you want to slap your mama. Man.
Now, why would you want to go ahead and do
that? That's how good it is.
Do that.
You just don't care.
Mm.
You just want more of that.
Okay.
It's so good.
So come on down and get it.
We've had some steak. We've
had some. Mouth-watering.
And I got to – there's this like a smorgasbord of dessert here. Man, I'm going to have to go work out after this.
Seriously. And we're inviting people to make a reservation because that's what we're looking for this weekend. They've got this brand-new rooftop where we are situated today with all of the TVs. And so let's just say tomorrow you want to make a day of it. You're going to the Vanderbilt game against Georgia State. This would be a perfect launching point. Have yourself a nice afternoon. Watch the games. Enjoy this place. And we're going to hook you up. Mention 102.5 The Game in your reservation notes. You can book it through Open Table. You can call 329-4349 right now. Or go online at jimmykellys.com. Put us in the reservation notes, 102.5 The Game, and we'll hook you up with a free dessert with your meal. So we got you hooked up, and we have the desserts right here. Holy cow.
Willie, I'm telling you.
Derek, you
I'm
need
like
to
going
keep.
I'm going through a diabetic coma, man, in a second.
You
man.
Need to keep
this
your.
This is so good. I'm just like a kid. It's just like, man, it's the inner big guy in me. It's the inner big guy in me, and I just want to eat it all, man.
Well, here's the problem. The next two segments are all about you.
I know.
So you can't eat. You can't be chewing and. You have to
I can't go
some
sit
willpower.
In the corner. We
no,
can't get
we need
AI
you.
To do this for
I
me.
I can. I'll see you guys later.
All right, what we got?
If you've got questions for Derek, call us or text us right now at 615-737-1025. Our phone and text lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Derek also likes a good dad joke. So if you have a dad joke for Derek.
Can I throw in – the dad jokes I know are coming. Can I throw in one, like, non-football – question, non-sports question.
Of course.
To kind of get it started, this is the kind of thing we'd like to know from D-Mace.
Yes.
D-Mace, what was the first concert you attended without any grown-ups there?
Ooh, first concert I attended without any grown-ups. It was in college. Man, who did we go see? Was it – I forgot what group it was, but that was my first time. It wasn't until I was in college. That
and you can't remember who it is. This way. They couldn't have been
remember.
That good of a show then.
No, it was a good. It was a. It was it. Was it Wu-Tang? It may have been Wu-Tang. But they came to.
It
Michigan
may have
State.
Been. Come on.
They came to state, and that was my first concert without.
I hope they're not
adults.
Listening right now. Saying, you don't remember our concert, D-Maze? Come on.
Wu-Tang, man. That's who it was. Wu-Tang.
Okay, so that's
it's Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang.
Say
my
it with
answer.
Authority.
Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang is my answer. Wu-Tang is my answer.
615-737-1025.
What's your answer, Willie?
My answer?
Yes.
Genesis, Phil Collins in the Orlando Citrus Bowl.
Wow.
Oh, it was awesome. It was sold out. It was big time.
Mine was probably
peak Genesis, 1986.
Mm. Mine
Invisible
was probably
touch.
Some emo band at some small club somewhere as a teenager. Mm. The first concert I ever went to, period, and this shows you how young I am relative to Derek and Willie, was No Doubt and Weezer in the mid 90s.
Oh wow!
But you had to have
mom and dad
chaperone.
Were there.
Yeah,
yes.
Chaperone,
yes. Okay. Mom and dad were there.
That's a pretty good show, though. Did your parents enjoy that?
Yes.
Okay.
So that was Tragic Kingdom era, No Doubt. So the height
they
of
were, they
Gwen Stefani's powers.
They were big.
Well, she got much bigger than that, actually. But
That was
so
a good show.
You saw them on the way up, you're saying?
Right when they had started
okay,
bursting into the mainstream, I would say. All right, 615-737-1025. Let's start on our phone line with Nate from Columbia. Nate, thank you so much for calling. Please go ahead.
Short and simple. Derek, what is your favorite dessert?
Thank you, Nate.
Ooh, my favorite
Is it on
dessert?
The table right now?
All of these are my favorites today, each and every one of them. But my favorite, would a cookie be considered a dessert?
Yeah, you could have a cookie
chocolate
for dessert.
Chocolate chip cookies are my favorite. Warm chocolate chip cookies, there's nothing like it. Nothing. I mean, nothing in the world. That and chocolate cake.
I will tell you what I am a sucker for. Mm-hmm. It's when a restaurant uses a deep dish pan and has the deep dish cookie. They put it in the oven, put some vanilla ice cream on top. That's the good stuff.
Okay.
That is good. Just like this, what is that? What we have here? Is it pie? Apples?
There's some key lime pie over there,
in
I think.
In here, apples with some,
creme brulee.
With some ice cream that's melting over the top of it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's look good.
I'm jealous
my computer
right now, guys.
My computer was blocking that.
Sorry, David.
I'm making David.
I might have to bootleg that right out of here.
David is having some serious FOMO right now.
Man. Big time.
Sorry, David.
It's all good. It's all good, guys.
Who we got next?
Let's go to Dustin from Hopkinsville on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Dustin, thank you for calling. Please go ahead.
What's up, guys? How you doing, mates? I got a little dad joke for you. I get tired of hearing these dad jokes. And this one, it's middle of the road, but you got to be, most of the time, you got to be present, and it's better for little kids. But, D-Mace, I know where you got your shoes at.
Where's that?
On your feet.
I like that one.
You like
I like that,
one?
That one.
Little kids eat it
I up. I like that one, yeah. I like that one. I like that one. That was a good one.
Hey, man. So with you know, not getting anywhere but the hearts and minds of people, not political or anything, but in this crazy world, what's one piece of advice you could give a good young man growing up to keep him, you know, straight and narrow, always even keel, man? Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Dustin.
Oh, man. What would I tell a young man? The same thing I tell, you know, my son, treat people how you want to be treated. Respect people and demand their respect as well. And just, you know, love on your people, as I tell everybody every day. Love on your people. And hard work does pay off. I don't want kids to forget that. Hard work does pay off.
One texter about first concert without a chaperone. One texter says, mine was John Fogerty when I was 11.
What?
In 1997 at Starwood. My 13-year-old sister and I were the only ones standing and cheering, so all of the older people got mad at us, so they told security to make us sit down. Instead, we got moved to the front row.
That's what I'm talking
front
about.
Row.
Exactly.
Okay.
Must be in the front row.
One texter has a dad joke for you.
Okay.
Why can't you trust atoms, A-T-O-M-S, not me, Adam, but atoms?
I heard this one before. What is it?
Because they make up everything.
Yeah, you got one. Okay. All right. All
clever.
Right.
Clever.
A lot, okay. I like that one.
It's a highbrow.
That's a good one.
That's joke a good right one. There.
Chris on our text line says, D-Mace, I could not find a reliable 40 time for you when you played ball. However, at age 51, do you think you could smoke Xavier Restrepo in a 40-yard dash?
Oh, my goodness. I am not. Listen, I'm not going to disrespect that man like that. He better win. I would assume he would win, but nah, I'm smoking, man.
The competitive juices are going
nah.
Right now. I can see them flowing.
Exactly. I can run a 4.47.
He ran a 4.83, it
looks
like. I can
run a 4.8. I got to make sure my hamstrings are loose.
You wouldn't do it right after leaving Jimmy Kelly Steakhouse.
Oh, heck
so.
No. I'm not doing that.
Do you remember what you ran at the 40 in the coming out of college?
At the combine, I ran a 4.5 at Michigan State's pro day. I ran a 4.3.
Oh,
a 4.3?
No, 4.43. Excuse me.
4.43.
Yeah, 4.43.
I was gonna say 4.3. Like, how did you slip
speed.
To the fourth round?
I had some speed, man. Yeah, I had some speed.
Okay.
I had a little, not a lot, just a little, just enough to run away from people.
Mike on our text line says, Derek, what was the angriest you ever saw Air McNair in a game or practice?
Never.
Never angry.
I never. Angry to Steve is he'll say a word like the F word, or you know, he didn't get, or he didn't get down on, he didn't like throw helmets and yell and scream. I mean, I guess the maddest, again, it's hard to ask because I don't think I've ever known Steve to get that mad. Like, he's gotten passionate about some things throughout the game, but he never got, like, angry like that.
We've seen Cam Ward do the – remember the play to DK where he was saying, you know, cut to the middle more. Like, there was that one where he used
the body. Stuff like
– McNair didn't do much of that, did he?
Nah, he didn't. But that's not anger. That's just correction. Like, you got to get in there, or you got to cut it out. That's more so correction than anger. So Steve did that. You know,
he did. I don't remember
more times than
that.
Yeah,
not very demonstrative though.
Not necessarily like out there on the field, but as we going back to the huddle, you got to bend that in and stuff like that. So, but he wasn't one of those guys that would sit there and, you know, berate a player. I don't think we had anybody like that on our team during those years. Period. Because we all respected one another and we knew how hard our jobs were.
One texter says, Derek, first thing. I am the South Carolina fan that said if our O-line shows up that Vandy didn't stand a chance. Well, they didn't. So Vandy beat the brakes off my Gamecocks. And, Willie, you can answer this question too. Do you think that if Lenora Sellers is back, they can beat Missouri? I know it's not all on Sellers, but doesn't it make it more possible? The line on that game, if I recall correctly, was it 10?
Well, he's been upgraded to probable, so I don't know.
I'm checking the line right now.
I'm looking at it. It is 9.5 still. That seems high to me.
But their defense got exposed, too, by Vandy.
Yes.
So it wasn't just that Lenore Sellers was out. I think their defense got exposed. Now, him being in the game, does it take some of the pressure off the defense possibly because they're not on the field as much? Possibly, yes. So that may help. That's sort of like an indirect thing that can help the defense when they're not on the field as much. But, I mean, unless the defense plays better, whether Lenore Sellers plays or not, they're not going to win that game.
For a Vanderbilt follower, and I have watched all of Vanderbilt's games, I am very interested in this game because I think Vanderbilt wants to know how good is South Carolina. They went all the way out of the top 25 after that game.
It'd be good if South Carolina wins.
Missouri is in the top 25 and a 9.5-point favorite. And they've beaten Central Arkansas, Kansas, and Louisiana. So I am surprised that that line is that high. I think, like, just last week, South Carolina was 11. They're a 9.5-point, and we feel like Sellers is going to play. My sense is South Carolina should be closer than that. That should be a close game to me.
If I am Vandy faithful, because of how strong the SEC is, it would be good in a sense that South Carolina wins because you beat South Carolina when they're a ranked team. South Carolina beats Missouri when they're a ranked team. Then if you beat Missouri, that's better for you because you're talking about strength of schedule now. So if I'm doing anything, I'm pulling for South Carolina to win because you've already beaten them.
And
so
Missouri, Missouri comes here in a few weeks.
Exactly.
One texter says, hey, Derek, what's the difference between Michigan State football and Cheerios?
Okay. Based on what his answer is, he may go from being the most loved person in the world to the most hated person in the world.
What's the answer?
I don't know.
Cheerios belong in the bowl.
See, now he's the most hated person. That wasn't even funny. That wasn't even funny. I'm not going to tell my kids. I'm going to put Michigan name in. I'm going to insert Michigan name.
One texter says, what would you set the odds that College game day is at LSU Vanderbilt?
Ooh.
Which is in Nashville, and that is November 8th.
So we got, what, a month?
A month and a half.
Month and a half.
All right, so let's just lay it out there. What Vanderbilt's got.
I've got the schedule in front of me. So before they host LSU on October 18th, so it's closer than we thought.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. My fault.
They host Georgia State tomorrow, Utah State next Saturday, then they go to Alabama on October 4th. So they have three more games So it's Vanderbilt. It's LSU at Vanderbilt Saturday, October 18th.
Oh, if they beat Bama and Bama, oh, game day, yeah, they would need to be here when they play LSU.
I don't think there'd be any question if they beat Alabama. Yes. But let's say that they are able to win as a favorite in the next two games at home against Georgia State tomorrow and then Utah State. And let's say they play tough against Bama but lose.
I think you're still here.
I think there's still a chance. Yeah. They've only come here one time, and I was there. It was 2008. Clark Lee was talking about Bobby Johnson, and that was the team that broke the 26-year drought of not being at a bowl game. Mm-hmm. And they beat Auburn that day to go to 5-0. They got ranked, and then they did not win again until they – I mean, they won just enough to get – 6 wins, get to the bowl game, and then they beat BC in the frigid Music City Bowl at the stadium.
Now, here's the situation. Here are the other games that could be featured on College Game Day on the same day. Ole Miss at Georgia.
Oh.
Texas at Kentucky. Probably not.
Nah.
Tennessee at Alabama.
Oh, okay.
Missouri at Auburn.
But still, if
it's a 6-0 Vandy – versus, a 6-0 LSU.
Coming off of beating Alabama at their place.
Oh, that's a no-brainer if that's the case. But if it's if it's Alabama and Tennessee each with one loss, then I have to say that's a –
I think
they like
to
find reasons to go to places that they haven't been very much.
Yeah.
And so that might give Vanderbilt an intrigue there.
Yeah.
And you know LSU fans are going to show up.
Right, like this is –
Well, who
like,
does LSU have? Are they likely to be undefeated?
LSU has the vaunted Southeastern Louisiana this weekend. Then the Tigers travel to Ole Miss next week, then host South Carolina.
Okay, so not a gimme that they're undefeated at that point. Because right now they're, what, number 3?
Yes. I remember –
there's still some wonder, are they that good? I mean, they're good. There's no question.
It is cool when College Game Day goes to, as Willie just said, goes to campuses it normally doesn't. For example, last season, College Game Day, the basketball version, goes to Duke a lot. But last season, College Game Day, the football version, went to Duke when Duke played Notre Dame. And that was really cool because I can't remember the last time football College Game Day came to Durham. So coming to Vandy would be really cool. 615.
My favorite sign when Vanderbilt had the College Game Day crew there was the students were putting up signs that said, "You people are blocking the library."
615-737-1025. Our phone and text lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Ask D-Mace will continue coming up next. So if you have a question for Derek, call or text 615-737-1025. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 1025 The Game. D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick, 1025 The Game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, continuing Ask D-Mace live from Jimmy Kelly's Steakhouse in Midtown Nashville. We want to thank Jimmy Kelly's for having us out here today. We will also be back next Friday. They have fed us. We are full. We are happy. And if you want to feel like us, then you should come out to Jimmy Kelly Steakhouse. You can call them to make a reservation at 615-329-4349. You can go online to jimmykellys.com/reservations, or you can book through OpenTable. And if you mention 1025 The Game in your reservation notes, you will enjoy a free dessert with your meal. We have taste tested some of these desserts. I recommend the sticky toffee. There's a lemon pie. There's some other delicious stuff. It's all good. If you want a great meal, you have to come here.
Listen, I am going to send Jimmy Kelly's the bill for my tailor because I'm going to have to let out my pants a little bit, you know? Because, man, oh, man, whew. Oh, boy. And it's been all dessert, really. I did have my vegetables.
You did.
I had my asparagus. I had some corn. So, parents, I ate my vegetables. But, man, oh, man, that's – some desserts, man. That's good.
Next week, I'm going to come prepared.
With sweatpants.
and also not eating for 24 hours before I come here because it has been so good.
All right. Back to Ask D-Mace. If you have a question for Derek, call us, text us, 615-737-1025. Our phone and text lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. One texter says, Derek, what's most likely to land you on Adam's bleep list with Chris Sanders? I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
If I start bashing Duke.
Yeah, that'll do it.
And maybe even start praising Belichick.
Is Michigan State playing Duke?
They are this season. Michigan State.
Yeah. Is that on a battleship? Remember the one time they played outside on a battleship?
Yeah.
Duke did not play on the battleship. That was Michigan State and North Carolina, on the aircraft carrier. But Duke visits.
He was like, how dare you? Don't say that.
He's like, do not mistake Duke for North Carolina.
Duke visits East Lansing in December, I believe, early December. We'll have a wager on that game. Now, Derek is incredibly agreeable. He's great to work with. I can't think of anything Derek could do to get on my list.
I feel like the loopholes in the take it to the bank.
Yeah.
Which we have closed those loopholes. We have closed those loopholes.
I tested every loophole out there just about.
In case you missed it, what Derek used to do, because we make four picks. And Derek, by the way, is in charge of the two common picks we'll do in the next segment. We make four picks. But what Derek would do is he would say, okay, I'm going to pick this game, and within that game, these three things are going to happen.
Right.
So it was more like 12 picks instead of four picks.
Hey, y'all got to be specific, okay? Y'all got to be to the detail.
We have closed the loopholes. One pick. Four total.
Listen, it only takes one word,
He tried to sneak two in last week, too.
I missed this because I wasn't on the show last Friday. What happened? What'd you do?
That's why they tell you have your lawyers overlook everything because one word can change everything. And my lawyers looked over it last year and found the loophole that I wasn't going to tell y'all about till y'all discovered it yourselves.
One texter says, how much appeal do the Virginia Tech and UCLA head coaching jobs have? Colin Cowherd and Josh Pate called it the worst job opening in college football. I assume they meant UCLA.
Listen, I don't know a lot about UCLA outside of, you know, what they're doing now. I had a few friends that played for UCLA that I played with in the NFL. But I tend to think, especially when you're dealing with Power Five, I don't think there's a bad job, but there are some jobs that, like, if you wanna potentially get another head coaching job, that job may not be the best job to take because it's gonna take longer to get that program going. But say if you get it going, you will be the most sought out coach out there because you've taken a program that has been in shambles. I'm talking about UCLA.
Yes.
That has been in shambles. And if you can get that program back to winning again, I mean, that will open up a lot of doors for you at other universities.
Those crowds at the Rose Bowl have just been
atrocious.
Bad. And understandably so.
So what I was reading about in the aftermath of that decision is that they have fallen way behind in NIL funds and resources. The Rose Bowl obviously is aging every year, and it's also a good drive distance from the campus. So it's maybe not what it once was. And also them being in the Big Ten, I don't know if that's helping that program. Like, is that a sell where their recruiting base is out west? Hey, we're going to go to Iowa and play.
Like, huh?
You know, we're going to go to Nebraska and play.
Huh?
Like, I don't know if that resonates with the kids out that way. So I think it's right now it's probably nowhere close than it was when Rick Neuheisel was playing, and they still have some really good teams.
And
back in there, even when Deshaun Foster
was on one of those really good teams.
And with Virginia Tech, the days of Frank Beamer and Michael Vick are long gone.
But that's still a great atmosphere.
Yes, but the program has fallen on hard times. I mean, the Hokies, and I can speak to this as someone who grew up in Virginia, you know, the Hokies were consistently a top 25 team for a long time. But last week, I mean, I made the pick and take it to the bank. Cha-ching, that Old Dominion would cover on the road at Virginia Tech. I did not expect Old Dominion to beat the brakes off Virginia Tech in Blacksburg.
Here's a question, and this would be one that I have no idea what's inside the head of Shane Beamer. But let's say Shane Beamer in the nostalgic part is the guy that Virginia Tech would like to get.
Is that attractive to Shane Beamer?
I did speak to noted Hokies fan Jake Lyman today.
Okay.
And I asked him that same question. And he said he thinks the only way Shane Beamer would consider going to Virginia Tech is if he had a feeling that he was about to be fired at South Carolina. Like if he got out before they got him.
Yeah. I can see that. Because essentially,
it would be a great story, but
I think you'd be taking a step back.
He would be taking a step down.
To go to Virginia Tech.
Yes.
Just based on
despite the nostalgia.
Just based on the conference alone, you're taking a step back.
It's just so hard to win in the SEC. I do wonder, are your chances of getting to the playoffs better
in the ACC?
In the ACC, yeah. Where you know you may not get the extra at large, but maybe the league's more winnable, best case, than in the SEC. But the resources are probably not equal.
Mm-hmm. Andrew on our text line says, D-Mace, at this point, which team do you think wins a championship first, the Titans or the Predators? My guess is the Titans, but only after I'm dead. I'm 34 years old.
Oh, wow. Goodness gracious.
Come on, Andrew.
If you had asked me this question at the beginning of last year, I would have said the Predators because of the move that they made. And I think everybody was in line, like, this team's going to be a really good team. And they were trending toward that before the season started. But then, obviously, we saw what happened. And it kind of, quelled anything. I don't know. This is a hard question to ask. I don't know because for some strange reason, both of these organizations tend to go down the same road together. It's like they're walking hand in hand. You know, twins walking down the street. It seemed like the same thing they go through, the Titans go through. The same, winning success that the Titans have, it seems like during that period, the Predators had the same type of success. So for whatever reason, these two organizations, these two franchises, seem to have sort of built up the same history in a sense. Both teams, one team went to a Super Bowl, one team went to a Stanley Cup. You know, both teams have won their division. Both teams have been number one seeds, So it seemed like both of these organizations have been down the same road together. So, honestly, I don't know.
Is it easier, Willie, to turn around an NFL franchise or an NHL franchise?
I think an NFL franchise.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Because there's more immediate help from the draft. If you string together two or three good drafts in a row, and the pieces come together.
And contracts are not guaranteed in the NFL.
And you've got to find the quarterback.
Right.
But I think what we're finding is even though there is a hard salary cap in hockey, that these rebuilds are hard, right? It's taking a long time, even for ones that are still people think, hey, this is the rebuild's going okay. Mm-hmm. We're talking about 5-6 years into a rebuild in a lot of cases where the team hasn't even gotten to the playoffs yet. So I think once you're a distance away, it takes time to build back up. It's hard to do it quick.
Yeah, in the NFL, one reason I think is because whereas it's a bonus for the NHL and the NFL wish they had it, I think the fully guaranteed contracts make it harder for NHL teams to turn their team around because not everybody wants your contracts that you sign with a guy. Where in the NFL,
right.
It's easy to dump. That
guy and you
move
cut
on. Exactly.
Yeah. Play
and
the dead money. With,
exactly.
And also, you have to win 16 playoff games to win the Stanley Cup. Whereas, it's not that it's easy to go through a football postseason.
You can win only three.
Yeah.
Right, if you're a top seed. Eric, and I don't know if this is the Eric who usually provides dad jokes, but Eric on our text line says, why don't sharks like clowns?
Oh, man. It has something to do with a clownfish? I don't know.
They taste funny.
Okay. I know I like that one, too. I like that one. It's a dad joke. It's a dad joke. My kids would look at me like, what? Seriously? That's a good dad joke. I like that one. I like it.
This texter must not have been listening to our opening segment and wants to trigger me, but this texter says, grass or turf? Do you think the turf now is significantly more playable than back in your day? Which makes Derek sound really old. I was skeptical when the Titans switched to turf, even though the grass at the stadium never seemed to hold up well. From what I've seen, the new turf has been fine. Not according to Cam Ward.
Well, I know D-Mace played on that Vanderbilt turf in 97. That was old and not good.
I played on Vanderbilt's turf.
I trained on that turf for a few years.
I played on that turf. Pittsburgh's turf. I've been on that turf. I mean,
pool table.
Back in the day, turf wasn't. I mean, you dealt with it and you just hope and prayed you ain't. You know, and I played on.
Did
turf
you ever get
Michigan
a really
State.
Good rug burn?
Oh, of course. But we started wearing these white strips on our arms so you wouldn't. But then it was murder trying to take those things off your arm because they kind of like put the sticky stuff on it.
Yeah.
And then you in the shower, darn near ripping your skin off to get that off. So I played 4 years at Michigan State. And we practiced especially a lot during the latter part of the years. We would play on turf and practice on turf.
Our friend Hair Metal Henry has a dad joke for you on our text line. Why did Mozart kill all of his chickens?
Ooh, I don't know.
When he asked who their favorite composer was, all they could say was, bok, 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 bok.
That may go over your kid's head.
Willie did not want to laugh. He had this look on his face like, I think it's funny, but I don't want to acknowledge it. So I'm just, but he couldn't.
Hey, he's going to remember that joke. He's going to remember
good.
That one.
I might have
he's
to file remember that one. That's pretty good.
Evie's about to get a call after the show. Hey, Evie.
Hey, Evie, this is Dad.
Why did Mozart kill all of his chickens?
Oh, man.
All right. 615-737-1025. Our phone and text lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. If you have any other questions or dad jokes for Derek, you can sneak them in on our phone and text lines. But we will wrap up the week, as we always do, by taking it to the bank with our friends at F&M Bank. That's coming up next. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 1025 The Game. D-Mace Vingan and Donick, 1025 The Game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan here with you. It's the end of the week, which means we are about to take it to the bank with our friends at F&M Bank. Customer, community, banking made easy on purpose. A reminder that we are out at Jimmy Kelly Steakhouse. They have been absolutely incredible host. We'll be back here next Friday as well. And if you want to enjoy that hospitality yourself, make a reservation. Call 615-329-4349. Go online to jimmykellys.com/reservations or book through OpenTable. And if you mention 1025 The Game when making your reservation, you will receive a free dessert, which are delicious. We sampled many of them. So we are ready to take it to the bank, but before we make our selections for this week, David Janes, if you will, our recap from last week.
All right, gentlemen. So let me double check everything. So Adam, I'm going to just go with you first because you're the first name that's on here.
Okay.
You said for both your primary picks, you said over. But you said the over and under from last week. I forget what the two primary questions were, because they're not on my list anymore.
It was over 3.5 sacks allowed by the Titans and under 1.5 total touchdowns from Cam Ward.
Yes. Okay. So you were the only one that got both correct.
Yay.
And I'm just going to say this now just because, you know, it's funny to say. D-Mace got both wrong. He switched.
I switched.
He said under and then over. It's supposed to be over then under. But Adam, you've been talking, you know, You're throwing the flag on this one, but you said Cam Ward would throw his first touchdown at least 15 yards. That did not happen. It says on ESPN it was 9 yards.
42.3 air yards, I think I should get credit for it.
Listen, I am looking at what ESPN says.
Okay.
It says it was 9 yards.
Fair enough.
But the biggest win of the weekend for you was the ODU cover against Virginia Tech.
Not only did the Monarchs cover, they beat the brakes off of the hook.
BTA,
but I will take it.
BTA. So you scored.
They got the coach fired.
Exactly. You scored a total of 7 points for 15 total points.
Okay. I'll take it.
Now, Willie, again, this was controversial last week. You were very upset that you only got 2 points for getting both primary questions right. So what I decided to do this week, because I'm nice, I'm a nice commissioner, I have said, and this happened for you, Adam, already, if you get both the questions right, they're both, one of those questions is worth 1 point. If you get both correct, you get an additional 2 points. So Will, you got an additional 2 points from last week. With also, you only got 3 questions. You said the over of touchdowns and the over of sacks. You got one of those right.
Yeah.
You also said Miami plus 17.5, which happened. And then Alabama covers 20.5.
Bingo. How many picks did you have, Willie?
No, I had four. I went three and one. Okay. I went 3-1.
I'll just make it sure.
He was retroactively giving me points.
You were the one that, you know, has tried to make multiple picks, all right?
I was just working within the rules last year, that's all.
And again, you know, if you decide to pull a fast one again, you're one game suspension. Remember that.
You will be penalized.
You will. Will, you got a total of 7 points this week for a total of 23 total points.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
So I ain't get no points this week?
Well, no, you got, wait. Okay,
you got your two common questions incorrect.
You got the rest of yours correct because you said Vandy would win.
Yes, that's right.
And you said Diego probably would have two touchdowns. And he got two touchdowns for a total of 6 points. So you doubled, or so you got the same points from last week. So you got 12 total points.
Okay. D-Mace is riding the Commodore wave. Yes. They've now sold out the game.
They have sold out the games against Georgia State, Auburn, and LSU.
Let's do that, man. Nice.
He's big anchor down energy right now.
That's right. Yes.
Got to make sure
I'm real Vandy. I'm real Vandy right here. I'm real Vandy.
Vandy, you're turnt, correct?
Yes.
Now, exactly. I said over again, but I got the over sacks, so I got 1 point from that. I also said Memphis would win by 3 total touchdowns. They did. And I also said Lamar Jackson would have 3 total touchdowns. He got 4. Boom. And I got a total of 6 points that was worth 16 total points.
So it's Willie, David, Adam, Derek.
Yes, that's correct.
So, Derek Mason, you are in charge of the two common questions this week. What are your choices?
Okay, my choices are, and I gave them to David already. The Titans right now sit at 27% in third down conversions. Last year, they were at 37%, a 10% swing. The league average is around 34, 35%. Will the Titans, on third down, be over 33%, over under 33%?
Willie? One of every three.
Yes, one of every three.
You go first, Willie.
I am going to say no. I am not. I'm concerned about this game. I think you got a red-hot team feeling good about themselves. I don't feel good about it. I'm going to go under.
What Derek, you want me to go next?
Yeah, go ahead.
In an effort to try to catch up to Willie, I will say yes. I will say they will convert more than a third of their third downs.
I will say, man, one of three. Gosh.
They got to get themselves into shorter third downs.
I don't feel great about saying yes, but I need to catch up.
I want them to, but I don't think they will.
Okay, so Derek's taking the under. David?
You know what? I'm going to go over as well, Adam. You know, it's got to happen, right? It's got to happen eventually.
At some point.
Yeah, at some point.
Blind squirrel, you know, yada, yada. All right, Derek,
second question is more so of a fun question. In the last 2 weeks, the Tennessee Titans only once has had a individual in the next-gen sports be clocked over 20 miles per hour while having the ball in his hands.
Mm-hmm.
And that one guy was DK. Why am I forgetting DK's first name?
Chim DK. Yes.
Chim DK. And he did that in the first game.
Okay.
He didn't do it in the last game. So nobody ran over 20 miles per hour with the ball in their hair in the last game. So with that being said, over under 1.5 players will get over 20 miles per hour on next-gen stats with the ball in their hand.
Okay, so let's just clarify. Over under 1.5 Titans players who are registered to run
20 miles
at least
per
20
hour.
Miles per hour with the ball in any given play.
Yep.
I will say under.
What you got, Willie?
I'm pretty confident that DK can hit that, but he does all the returns.
Now, let me ask you this question, Derek.
So I'm saying under.
A point of order. Yes. A point of order. So if DK has two, that doesn't count. It has to be two separate players?
Yeah, it has to be two separate players.
Okay,
then definitely under.
That's my thinking of going
under. Like somebody else who is fast is going to have to break into the open field to accelerate to max speed.
Yes.
And, you know, I would guess Ridley's capable of that.
Yes.
I would maybe a couple other guys, but I don't know. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say under.
What about you, Derek?
You said under.
Yep.
Oh, man. I think I'm going over.
Okay. David?
Who's the second guy?
I'm going under.
Okay. Iyo Manor. I think Iyo Manor get one and go.
So, okay. Willie.
But then Calvin Ridley, too. But he got catch.
Willie,
the ball.
David, and I it's are saying place. Under. Derek is saying over.
Yes.
All right. So let's get to our individual selections. Since I have mine in front of me, I'll go first.
Okay, go ahead.
The Indianapolis Colts will punt on Sunday against the Tennessee Titans. The Colts are the first team in the Super Bowl era to not punt in either of their first two games of a season. I say that comes to an end. The Titans force a punt for the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday.
That is a sucker bet.
Hey, first team in the
That's
Super Bowl era.
That's a very low degree
first
of difficulty.
First team in the Super Bowl era not to have punted.
I want to go on the record, Commissioner, saying that is one of the lowest.
How many times?
That is.
That's like saying I think Tennessee is going to beat UAB.
That's like saying
Tennessee is going to beat UAB.
That's like saying.
Hold on.
Have the guts to say they're going to punt twice.
How many times do you think they'll actually punt?
I will add to the degree of difficulty.
Okay. There you go.
They will punt at least twice.
Okay.
All right. There we go.
That's still low.
But that's better.
What's the average amount of punts in the game?
I don't know. They still haven't punted. I'll take two
four,
punts.
I guess four would be the average.
The Colts will punt at least twice against the Titans on Sunday.
That's at least better, man. Goodness. God.
Reasonable. That's reasonable.
I bet they punt. That's no stuff, Sherlock.
Do I need to remind you that the Colts haven't punted yet this season?
Well, technically,
you think they're going to do that every
week?
They
did, but they got a penalty.
No,
so
it doesn't count in the record book. Okay. To make y'all feel better, I will say the Colts will punt at least twice against the Titans. My second selection. Vanderbilt, as I look at it right now, favored by -28.5 against Georgia State. I'm feeling the Vanderbilt mojo. This is a revenge game for Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt will indeed cover against Georgia State, -28.5.
All right.
Willie?
My picks?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to ride the U, the Miami Hurricanes. I think they're really good. Florida, I think by the end of the year, is going to pick a few teams off, but Miami absolutely crushed Florida last year in the swamp. Miami is a better team this year. I think they've got more talent. Florida is – they've got issues. So I think Miami -7.5. Give it to me. Give it to me.
What?
Was that the right?
I thought David was really disappointed in my pick. He might be.
He could be.
I was like, wait a minute, what's wrong with that pick?
Yes, I was very disappointed.
I thought he was like coming at me with the gator chomp or something.
All right.
All right, my other pick is this will allow you to repeat a really good stat. I think Cam Ward is due to throw one interception. I don't think he'll throw – I hope he doesn't throw more than one, but I think – he will throw his first NFL interception on Sunday.
Yes. Cam Ward is the only quarterback drafted number one overall in the common draft era to not throw an interception in his first two starts. Okay. So Willie says that comes to an end on Sunday. Derek?
I mean, a tip ball or something, a high throw that I think it's just due to have one.
Derek?
I am going first with I got Purdue to cover. I got them to win.
Against Notre Dame.
Yep, they're 25-point dog. So I got them. I'm taking the point.
That is the most random thing. You've been studying Boilermaker film or something? Where is this coming from?
Who's been watching the Boilermakers?
Yeah. Other than Purdue fans.
Even they're not watching it.
Hey, Willie, I am a Big Ten guy,
I know,
man.
Yes, yes.
So I do. I know SEC fans don't turn into the Big Ten Network, but I do watch Big Ten Network.
So you've been watching some Big Ten.
Yes, I've been watching some Big Ten football.
Your second selection.
My second selection is, even though I don't want to do it, I'm not going to do it. I was going to go with Michigan State. They will cover, but I'm not going there because that makes me look at the game differently. I am going with Cam Ward having two touchdowns.
Of any kind?
Of any kind. It could be a run, a pass, two pass.
Okay.
He will account for two touchdowns.
David, quickly, your two selections.
All right, so I'm going to go with Diego Pavia with three touchdowns this weekend. Ooh. And – just because I'm going to support my boy Adam Mingan, I'm going with my Memphis Tigers to beat Arkansas.
There you go. Gotta love it. That'll do it for us today and this week. A big thank you to Jimmy Kelly Steakhouse for having us out here today. We'll be back next Friday as well. Make your reservations. Come out to Jimmy Kelly's. It's delicious. If you're looking for something to do on a date night before a Vanderbilt game, this is where you need to be. We will talk to you Monday, 3 o'clock from Circa Sportsbook in Kentucky as we recap Titans and Colts. We'll see you then.
I love you. We love you. Be love. Love on your people. This music is great. Oh, you got to love it. This is going to be our song at the end from here on out.
I could see Adam.
I love it. Exactly.
I could see Adam in the hallways yes. of high school going, Derek, will you walk on by?
Exactly.
When you walk on by, will you call my name?
Won't you forget about me? No, people, enjoy your weekend. Have a blessed and wonderful day. I love you. The gods love you. Peace.